In this bulletin, parts of Queensland enter a three-day lockdown from 6pm tonight. The Northern Territory records two more coronavirus cases. And in sport, the Australian Olympic tennis team unveiled for next month's Tokyo Games. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Southeast Queensland, Townsville City, Palm Island and Magnetic Island will enter a three-day lockdown from 6pm tonight. It comes after the state recorded two new local COVID-19 cases, one of whom is a minor from Ipswich connected to the outbreak in the Northern Territory and is considered to be low risk. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says authorities are concerned about the second case, a 19-year-old woman who travelled from her home in Sandgate to Magnetic Island at the end of last week. She says the woman who works as a receptionist outside the COVID-19 ward at Prince Charles Hospital is unvaccinated and three of her close contacts are sick.
The risk is real and we need to act quickly. We need to go hard. We need to go fast. I want to just say to everyone, I know we're in the middle of school holidays and I know people have made plans, but we've just got to do this. And we've got to do this for 3 days, so there'll be a lockdown for 3 days. And I don't want it to be 30 days, so we just have to do this.
Meanwhile, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says COVID-19 infection numbers in New South Wales are stabilising, with more positive cases being detected while already in isolation. The state recorded 19 new coronavirus cases overnight, but the two-week hard lockdown is ongoing for Greater Sydney, Central Coast, Blue Mountains, Shell Harbour and Wollongong. Minister Hunt says New South Wales has taken strong action to stop the spread, and although the developments are promising, the whole country still needs to remain vigilant.
We are obviously on high alert and high watch, but what we are seeing, particularly in New South Wales, is those case numbers stabilising, particularly those cases in the community.
And the Northern Territory has recorded two new cases. Health authorities hope the two new cases, who are related to another positive case, became infected while isolating at Howard Springs, but they are unsure. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the Territory's list of exposure sites is growing and he's encouraging the community to continually check the venues. Darwin, Palmerston, Litchfield local government areas remain under lockdown orders until Friday, as officials try to control the top-end coronavirus cluster. And Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the opposition supports the speeding up of the coronavirus vaccine rollout, but warns Australia is still too far behind. Australians aged under 40 are now eligible to have the AstraZeneca shot after a national cabinet decision to allow GPs to administer the jab to more people. And Western Australia hasn't recorded any new coronavirus cases overnight, with the Premier calling the result encouraging. But Perth still remains under lockdown. The Peel region of Western Australia and Perth have entered a four-day lockdown after a local man aged in his 30s tested positive to COVID-19. Premier Mark McGowan has also announced a hard border will apply with Queensland later this afternoon, with travellers needing an exemption to enter the state.
These are challenging days for the country. The Delta variant is testing our systems and our community like never before. I have faith, however, that we will crush this outbreak, save lives and jobs, and get things back to normal very quickly.
Let's go to sport now. And world number one tennis player Ash Barty, Nick Kyrgios, Alex de Minaur and Sam Stosur have been confirmed for next month's Tokyo Olympics team. The Australians will be part of the team in Japan, marking Sam Stosur's fifth Olympics, and it'll be the second games for John Millman and John Peers. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy, 18 in Perth, in Adelaide a shower or two developing, 16. Sunny also 16 for Melbourne. In Hobart a fine day, 15 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 14. A shower or two in Wollongong, 20. Much the same for Sydney, 19. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Showers as well for Brisbane, where it'll be 21 degrees. Similar conditions in Cairns, 27, and a sunny 33 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.